Hey, good morning. So I want to talk a little bit about what must be fundamental rules of the internet and how you have to have gone around the loop a lot of times before you see how inexorable it is, how impossible it is for certain things to work out any other way than the way they do. So here's the cycle of a discussion group. And by a discussion group, I mean a place where everybody is at the same level. In other words, if I post a comment and I'm the person who runs the system, your comment will be exactly at the same level as mine. So it's things that are like this, or like a mail list is like that, or a private group, or a public group for that matter on Facebook, or a Usenet group if you want to go way back. I mean, these are all instances of basically the same structure. I mean, that's how you have to look at it. It's basically flat. Everybody can post. Nobody has priority over anyone else. Now, it's different from, like, say, the comment section on a blog. Visually, the blog post and the comments are separate. And there's a sense that the blog post is above everything else and is bigger. And that brings a certain level of decorum, believe it or not, an understanding that there are two levels of people here. There's the person who wrote the original thing. They are the host. They are the owner. And that everybody else is here as a guest. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to get invasive, trolling, abusive comments. And we could spend a whole time, another time, like just explaining what constitutes abuse and the various levels of it. It's all really of the same, again, the same structure. But you can argue about, oh, well, this is like, maybe this is on the edge, maybe this is okay, maybe not. Actually, there is a dividing line. I might as well get into it. The dividing line is, if you make a statement about somebody else that you have no way of knowing, that's just off. You're in somebody else's space. Like you say, well, I'm sorry you're upset. You can't tell if somebody's upset or not. Not only that, it's like you have to always be aware that there is an asynchronicity to this. The person may have been upset 2 hours ago, but when they read it 2 hours later, they're probably not upset anymore. And guess who's going to be reading your comment? It's the version of the person 2 hours later. So any statement you make about their emotional being, you have absolutely no idea. So you're not an authority on it. And that's an invasive statement. You've now stepped into somebody else's body and looked out at the world and seen a feature of their view. They're upset, they're frustrated, they're angry. It's funny how these things are never, oh, you're loving or sweet or... No, they're usually projecting a negative value inside of you and then describing it as if they were inside your body and could tell. And it's invasive. It's incestual. It's a form of rape. I mean, it's an invasion of somebody else's body. That's why it feels so wrong when you're on the receiving end of it, and why it's so frustrating, and why it so often results in a defensive response. No, I'm not upset. That's a defensive response. But anyway, it's less likely that's going to happen actually in the blog post comments section structure organization. Okay, so I'm running let me just give an example. This is what made me think of this, because at the same time, actually, I am both advising somebody who's running a private group on Facebook, which I am a member of, and I am running a comment thread for a new feature of a piece of software that I want to open up for people, users to report bugs or to ask questions because they're confused about something, which often can be a bug. In other words, tell me about problems that you're having with the experience with the software. Over time, this will become less important because if it's working, it will expose the most likely issues that people will see. And after a certain point in time, you kind of, if there hasn't been breakage, you assume that you've gotten most of the big ones. And now you can sort of step back a little bit and let the thing run, let people use it. But in the early days of a program, it's nice to have easy access. And it's a flat structure. You want it to be a flat structure. I mean, I did put a note at the top of the thread that explained what was going on and gave them the outline of how the software works and what changed and what they should be looking for in terms of where they should be looking for problems. And, you know, okay, so this is what happens in these flat things. For a while, they're new and they attract people who are helpful. And everybody's like getting off on the newness of it and how interesting this is to varying extents. And everything's good. It's collegial. It's helpful. And people are polite and respectful. They say things like, thank you. You have to go out of your way. You really do. You have to be conscious that you're putting out the most... You just put a lot of, what's the right word for it? A lot of sugar on it, but not too much. I mean, don't go overboard, right? But sooner or later, somebody is going to come in and is going to test you and is going to just edge over the list of things that you're asking for. This happened, and it happened 5-6 days into it. Somebody does this. They know that this isn't something that we're taking questions about because it says it in the initial post. But they're asking it anyway. And they're not observing the professional decorum, the default, the norm of people putting the sugar on these things. In fact, he's saying something negative and on the borderline of abusive. And I'm absolutely sure that if I challenge him on it, he'll say it was a joke, right? But, right, this is how it goes. But, okay, so I didn't say anything to him, but I deleted his comment. A week later, another comment just like it. So this time I'm saying something, okay? I put up the rules and I say, first, thanks for the bug reports and questions about the functionality of software. In other words, what I'm doing is I'm restating the purpose of this group and saying thanks for the people who are, so they know that I'm not yelling at them. This is one of the things that you it's observable, is that if you start yelling, okay, the people who aren't doing anything wrong, they're going to be the ones who think you're talking about them. The trolls are going to love it because, look, he just yelled at me. Now I get to be defensive and yell back, escalate it, go a little bit further. And so I say, well, and then I say I'm deleting complaints about blah, 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 off-topic shit. And I know I'm not going, can't respond to those things because that was what you're asking for is beyond the bounds of the software, very clearly stated up front, software doesn't do this, but you're asking for it. Now you've asked for it twice. And stick with the professional demeanor. Now, I know this is just a Band-Aid. I absolutely am sure of it. Because this list is going to die. Because now what happens is the good people stay away. The people who are helpful. Probably because they're beginning to get the idea that, you know, 15 days ago, this was fresh software and it had fresh problems and it needed their help. But now they're not using it, which is the bad outcome, or they're not finding any problems. It works. I know I'm not finding any problems in the software now. So I'm working on adjacent features. I'm staying in the neighborhood of this piece of software. I'm not going off to work on something new because I want to be ready in case there is a problem that shows up, you know, 2 weeks or 3 weeks into the use of the product. But I'm also not expecting to see it or reports on it. And because what I've deleted the last five comments, and now just now there's another comment that I have to delete. In other words, these people may not like me saying that they're trolls, but they are behaving like trolls, which means they are trolls. So the same discussion is happening over on Clubhouse, and they're in the wide eyes wide open is in this cool mode, which is great. It's fine. But I'm also seeing something that you often see in situations like this is tons of meta conversations about the rules we should have for this community. In other words, discussions about the community itself. And it's also very predictable. Now, the people who are having the discussion have no say whatsoever in what the community is going to be. That will be controlled by the people that write the software and run the service, because they're going to have a lot of power in terms of what tools people have and don't have to control the structure of the kinds of conversations that can go on here. They've done a few things. I don't know where they're going with it. It's very hard to tell. But they've added blocking. I don't know what else they've added. But blocking was a big one. They have that on Facebook, but it didn't stop the trolling problems. But it did tamp it down. I was getting trolled in personally in a group that I didn't moderate. Someone was picking on me. In a way that they probably picked on other people prior to. I'm not saying that there was any special treatment for me. It was just whatever. And so I quelled down the first time. It happened again, of course. And at that point, I blocked the person. Now, and the way it works on Facebook is once you block somebody, you can't see them and they can't see you. So, but that doesn't mean we're not participating in the same discussion. It's just very difficult for this person now to reply to me. They can't, because they can't even see what I've posted. And it's very hard for them to write about me either, because they have no idea what I'm doing. So it helps. It really does. But then they just go after the next person. They find somebody else. Maybe this person doesn't know about the block command. Maybe they think that they can turn them around. Been there. I certainly have for years, up until, I had been 20 years into using these online systems, and I was still trying to turn around every fucking troll. No, you don't get it. I'm actually a good person. You really are. You shouldn't be fucking with me. They love that. Let's give them some more. until... After you've done it for 25 years or whatever, you go, yeah, I don't think this is ever going to get better. So why don't we just figure out ways to withdraw and be really hard ass about it. You cross the line, no second chances. I'm sorry. But I know what happens if I give you a second chance, and I know what happens if I engage with you. And no, I'm not willing to consider that you're different from anybody else, because I know you're going to do it. And that, I don't need to go there anymore. See how I'm arguing right now? I can play it back. I would love to give the person, I'd like nothing better than to give them a second chance. But I know this is just more misery, and I don't want that overhead, especially when I'm working for free for people. I mean, it's like, talk about ridiculous. I mean, nobody's paying me to do this work. I'm doing it because I want the result. I want whatever it is, the result of using this software is mostly learning, really. And here's some asshole deciding that whatever it is they want is worth breaking the rules for. That the rules aren't there for a good reason. That they don't apply to me. Well, fuck off. That's what I say. Anyway, so will Clubhouse go down a different path? No, Clubhouse will not go down a different path. They will attract trolls. Yes, they will attract trolls because they've got a basically a flat system. And I'll be watching to see how they evolve the thing. And maybe there's a way to use the technology they have to navigate to... I mean, one way to get out of the... one of the reasons people troll is for spam. They go to places that have flow and they insert something that they want people to go to, where they want themselves to be famous for some reason. So that's another reason why, as things grow, the level of behavior drops. Look at all the special tools Twitter has added, and they just keep adding them, and they're all good ways of addressing the problem. At this point, you can specify on a tweet, basically, the only people that can respond are people who I mention in the tweet. And if I don't mention anyone in tweet, that means nobody can respond. And boy, is that useful. It makes it possible to go places you couldn't go otherwise, because the level of abuse that you would attract. I mean, Twitter is unlimited abuse if you keep it all open. But you can now completely close it down, and you can make a post completely an island unto itself. And now you're not just approximating, you're exactly equal to a blog with no comments, which is a perfectly valid way to do it. I go on and off all the time. Sometimes I put comments on because I'm really interested in trying out. See, I'm a fool. Let's see if I can get out of this horrible quagmire. And then eventually I learn, no, I can't get out of the quagmire. It attracts the same old crazy, powerless crap again, and I just turn it off. And then I feel very relaxed and free. But maybe I get a little lonely after a while. I decide, oh, let's try the comments again. And we go through the same damn thing, except the time of the golden period is like shorter and shorter. What I do nowadays, actually kind of nice, is if I have a question to ask people, I start a thread over on GitHub in the Scripting News repository, and I link to it from my blog. And now for this one issue, we get to have a conversation about this, and I'm asking you a question. I want to hear what you think, okay, or what you know. But one thing's for sure is that's going to die off, because it's going to scroll off the blog, and it won't be a permanent thing. And if it does, for some reason, it's never happened, become a vector for abuse again, I would just delete it, that's all. But it isn't, because the abuse is only interesting if people read it. And if nobody's coming to this place, it's no longer linked to from my blog in anything but an archive, then there's just absolutely no reason for somebody to insert themselves into that and pull down their pants and take a crap in the middle of the room. But as long as people are coming, yeah, you know people are going to do that. And I think that, they've done a lot of smart things with Clubhouse, but frankly, I don't think they can avoid that. The people coming in, being allowed to speak, dropping a huge turd, and then, of course, being banned immediately was what's going to happen. And eventually, enough people will know about them, they won't be able to do it anymore, or they will be taken off. They have a lot of control over that now because it's invite only. It's a relatively small community, but wait until it grows. It's going to be bizarre. All right, thanks for listening. Bye.